Hello, I am back and my name is Elle. If you haven't already seen my past episode, you should go ahead and catch up on that so you know what this whole podcast journey and channel is about so you're not very confused. So this episode topic is going to be about grooming horses, which is very important to do because this is how your horse is not caused to be irritated because of dirt, mud, and all the other wonders of the field outside. So let's get started. So the first thing, it's called grooming. So we start by getting a curry comb. Now I'm going to try to explain this as best as possible. I am not very good at explaining at all. So if you're a little lost, go ahead and ask someone at the barn to come help you because, as you can see, podcasts are just listening, not actually showing. So it's basically, it has these little kind of teeth things at the on the one side, and then it has like this kind of handle, and it's usually mostly rubber sometimes. So again, if you're lost by that, please ask someone so you're not using something completely different and then more irritating your horse. So you're going to go in circles with the hair, so you don't want to go the other way because that also irritates the horse. We're trying to make the horses happy, not super angry with us, because that's not good. So you go in circle motions with the body, with the hair of the body. Do not do the face, as that is very irritating. You can get away with doing like the cheekbone, like under the eye, but that is usually, try not to, but if it's like a big mud spot, get that off. If it is, so this is used to get all the dry mud off the horse's body. If you have wet mud on the horse, then you must wash that off because the curry comb will not take care of that. So the reason why we wash this off is to prevent rain rot. It's like this bumpy stuff that grows on the horses, and it's like a fungus. It's not good at all for the horses, so you do not want to get that. So that's the curry comb's job and why we do that. So the next step is we use a hard brush, which sounds exactly as what it is. It is hard, it's very hard, and it's stiff. Some people call it a stiff brush. In the U.S., I know a lot of people call it the hard brush. Some people call it the stiff brush. Call it whatever you want. So it's very easy to find, very easy to locate. Hard, you got this. So what you're going to do is you just go in line with the hair and just do nice strokes. This is, again, do not irritate the horse. We want to make the horse happy, not irritated, not disgusted. You can go on the legs this time. I forgot to say for the curry comb, do not go on the legs. I do, but some barns don't like it when they do. Aside from that, let's get back to the hard brush topic. You can go on the legs this time and get all the mud off there. You can go everywhere except for the face. If you really have this spot and you don't have a soft brush or a face brush, then you can, but like that should be like the last thing on the list to do, not the first thing that you do. So the next step is optional to some people, but I do it, some people don't do it, whatever. But if you do use this, it's called the soft brush. Again, sounds exactly what it is. It's very soft, and then you can go all over the body. So if you do not have a face brush, and you just don't, you can use a soft brush as a substitute, but it's a much bigger. So when you're looking at the hard brush and the soft brush, it's pretty big. It's not tiny. Where the curry comb is like, if you put your hands together and it makes a circle or an oval, that's kind of the size. The soft brush and hard brush are not huge, but they're pretty good. They're like the size a little bit longer than your average hand. So there's that. Next, you can use a face brush. Again, some people it's optional to them. Some people use it all the time. This is to get all the mud off their face because, again, irritation is not the thing that we want to have the horses be in pain. So we do this, and so there's something called a halter, which I will get into when we do the turnout podcast episode, which will be next. So when you do that, you're going to lift the strap around the back of the horse's ears, which should be around the halter. You're going to pick that up and move it slightly back. Then you're going to use the face brush and get all the mud off there. You might have to use a hard brush too, which is completely fine, but try to use the face brush. That's, again, the hard brush is very hard. There's some non-hard brushes, like, they're hard, but they're not hard. But if you have a really hard brush like I do, try not to use the hard brush on that spot. So we don't want mud there, because when you put on the bridle, which will be in the tacking up episode after the turnout one, you basically do not want it rubbing against their neck, especially when there's mud. A, it gets your bridle all dirty and you want to keep the leather nice. B, it's going to be irritation, because this whole thing, we're trying to make sure the horses are not irritated. We want them happy. If you don't have a happy horse, your ride will not be very happy, as I say. So there's that. The next step is hoof pick. This is not optional. You must do this. We do this because there might be rocks, glass, pebbles, gunk in their hooves, mud, that we have to clean out. That makes them irritated if it's like not, because there might be a pebble in there that's stuck and you have to get it out. We do not want to make them irritated. That's, again, I want to put that out there. Do not irritate your horse. Angry horse, angry ride. Boom. So what you want to do is you want to have your back facing the horse's head and standing to the side. Not right in front of it, but to the side of the horse. So shoulder to shoulder, but opposite ways. You're going to bend down. Do not be sitting on the ground. Do not be kneeling on the ground, because in case of an emergency, you can get up super fast. Really simple. So what you do is you bend down, and there's something called the tendons bone above the hock. Look that up. I'm not trying to explain something, because you might think it's something completely different, and then you'll be really confused, and people will look at you like, why is that person doing that over there, like, holding the shoulder? So look that up to confirm, so you know. So you're going to squeeze that area, and they should pick it up. If they don't, you're going to hold the part called the chestnut. This I can explain, because it's really easy to. So on the inside of the horse's leg, usually on the front, there's like this little crusty thing. Do not pick that off. That is called the chestnut. So you can also squeeze that area like lightly, please lightly. And they could also pick it up. So once you're going to do that, you're going to hold the hoof with one hand, and you're going to hold the pick with the other. So you're going to use the kind of sword part. I call it the sword part. That's not the name of it. That's what I call it, because it's really easy. Like, the pointy part, the sword part, you know, yada yada. So you're going to pick away from your face. One thing to keep in mind is there's something called a frog. Yeah, it's called a frog. I don't know why it's called the frog. You might think I'm crazy. I'm talking about a frog on a horse's hoof. No, there's not a frog stuck inside of a horse's foot. It's called the frog. It's like this little triangle, and you do not want to pick that. Angry horse, angry ride, or bad ride. Same thing. Angry ride, that doesn't make sense. Let's just excuse that part. So if you pick that, they're going to get irritated. Again, my saying that I'm screwing up every single time. We get it. So, if you do pick that, they will get irritated, and you don't want to. So you want to pick away from that. Like, you can pick the sides of it, but do not pick on top of it, or else they'll be angry. So the next part is the mane and tail brush. Some people use it all the time. Some people do not use it. It depends on your horse. So, if your horse has a very thin and, like, regular hair, I have really thick hair, but a lot of my friends have thin hair. If you have thin hair on the horse, do not use it. Because it's very hard to grow out the hairs in the tail and the mane. That's like really, really slow process. And once you ruin them, then they are ruined. And it'll take forever for them to grow. It'll take a very long process. If your horse has a thick mane and a thick tail, ask someone who's very experienced to ask, can I use this mane and tail brush on their mane and tail? Because some barns have special rules. Just ask. It never hurts to ask someone for help. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I hope your head is not spinning with information that I just informed you about. But I hope this episode is quite helpful to you. Remember, I am not a professional horseback rider. I am a young horse rider. So a barn might do something completely different than what I am saying right now. But I'll see you guys next time. Stay tuned for the next episode, which will be about turnouting your horse and catching your horse. I'll see you next time. Bye.